Well, it was a big defeat, but I suppose when you look at it from the outside in and you're saying, you know, this was a motion that had, by the look of it, a lot of power behind it to oppose it. It was most unfortunate, some of the language that was used by those who opposed the motion. Some of the words that were used were that it was mean-spirited and divisive. There's nothing mean-spirited or divisive about the motion. What we were effectively doing in Donegal was we were trying to make things more balanced in the games at the latter stages of the competition, the Super 8s, and ensure that everybody who would qualify for the Super 8s would have an even standing and would have the same chance of progressing, and that no one team would have more of a benefit than any other team. And we found that when you have a team that play two games in one venue, effectively calling their home venue equally a neutral venue, that's totally unfair. We don't expect, nor did we request, to play two games in McCool Park, because we'd be rubbished out the door with it and laughed out the door. So the same thing applies here. And if you look at it from the very outset, there isn't a county in this country that would give that unfair advantage to a club team within their own county, but yet we're happy to do it at a national level to give one county team an unfair advantage. And those kind of things should be stamped out. And where there are people, where it's 15 playing 15, everything should be done to ensure that it is fair and that it is a balanced approach. We don't say that one team can have 17, we don't say that another team can only have 14. The games are supposed to be played in an ethos of fairness and balance, and this is an imbalance and an unfairness that we are trying to address. But of course, the big guns were pulled out, and what was effectively said was that they can't afford to do without the revenue. And it's most unfortunate when the decision of this stature is made on revenue and not on what is right. We are a games-based organisation. We are a not-for-profit organisation. We are not in the business of a bank or a business that will be generating revenue. We spend what we make, and we should be ensuring that we are leading the youth that are partaking in our games down the right path by way of a model that is correct. And this model is not correct when you have a team that has an unfair advantage when they reach the Super 8s. But anyway, we put the motion. We're happy we put the motion. The language that the Donegal delegates, myself and the county chairman, Mick McGrath, used was most respectful. I couldn't say that the language that was used by other members who were opposing the motion was respectful, and they took personal issue with Donegal putting a motion, and it's unfortunate that they would take issue with Donegal putting a motion, and where all we tried to do was create a fairness and a balance for every county that participates, and not be fairer to one county or particularly most unfair to other counties. But be as it is, the motion was defeated. We required 60%, but we only got 36% support, but that was we were quite happy with that level of support, given the, I suppose, the big challenge that had been put in and effort had been put in to oppose this motion. But we're happy that we stood hard and fast on behalf of the supporters and on behalf of our team to ensure that we tried to do things right and tried to show people that we wanted to do things right.
And was it the county board's belief that they would have got the backing before going into that particular discussion? Look, we come back to percentages, and you look at 64% of delegates voted against the motion. You look at some of the high-profile GAA people coming out today. Kevin McStay, he has aired his strong view that moving Dublin out of Croke Park and the Super 8s was in the interest of fair play. So do you feel there's an imbalance there?
Well, there is an imbalance there, and I suppose going up to it, we would have felt that we had quite a good chance of getting the motion passed. 60% is always a big ask to get. We knew what was required. And we had our homework done by way of speaking to counties and what have you. But to the same degree, others also had their homework done and used the benefits of revenue. Counties would have direct contact with other counties, and there was a bit of canvassing going on and what have you. And that's natural and to be expected. But the most unfortunate thing was the way that our motion was rubbished. A former withdrawn of the association said this was a negative motion. It should be answered in a negative way. How is it negative when we're trying to make things within our association fair? And I think for a former Uthron to come out with such a statement is most unfortunate. And where we are trying to make our rules and our games and the games that are played between teams fair, it is not negative. It is a positive step forward. It's not all about revenue. It's not all about money. A lot of it is about showing the people who will play our games that we try and endeavour to do things right. And unfortunate, everybody knows that there is an unfair advantage here for one team. Nobody can argue with that. But it's not fair when it's looked at from a revenue-generating point of view and not from what is the best thing to do for all of the people who play the games, just a direct cohort.
Seamus, is it something that it's one rule, obviously, for Dublin and one for the other counties? You know, obviously, that has come out and... Look, it's Donegal has felt the brunt there. It's Donegal GAA that's getting the media onslaught, you could say, whatever you want to call it. Is that something that you think is not really fair?
Well, we're happy to take it because we took a stand. We knew when we took this stand that there may be media opposition and personal opposition to it. But we thought, you know, we're going to do the right thing here. And by doing the right thing and telling the truth, you can never go wrong. We're happy to stand behind the people who play our game in the county. We're happy to stand by the supporters who pay in gates every week going to support Donegal. It's totally unfair that you would expect Donegal fans to have to go to Dublin twice in the Super 8s, and Dublin fans are permitted to stay within their own county twice and don't have to stay put in overnight or don't have to be away for a full day. So there's a bigger picture here than just the fact that Croke Park is where Dublin play. But, I mean, the whole ethos of something, how can you have Dublin classed as a home venue for a team and equally as a neutral venue for that team? And, you know, I don't get it. It's up to those that voted against our motion to explain why they voted against it. But I'll tell you one thing. No matter what county I'd be from, I would have difficulty explaining exactly the rationale as to why I would be voting to give a team or teams an unfair advantage against other teams, particularly when we're looking at it from a point of view of revenue generation. We're looking at teams, counties such as Donegal, be it Kerry, be it Cork, be it Tyrone, that are more peripheral. So the cost associated with travelling to games is more. The cost associated with fans going to games is more. And this was an opportunity for the GAA to say, okay, we want to do things right by the people that are our members. We want to do things right by the people who are our playing members. And we are directing that this motion is supported so that a fairness and balance is brought about. That wasn't how it turned out. And it's most unfortunate that Donegal were effectively told that they had no business or no manners in putting forward a motion of this negative nature when all we wanted to do was make our association fair. And it's, you know, it's not a great day for our association when people come out so strongly and so personally against the speakers and proposers of the motion and effectively talk down to us. We done everything correctly. We worded the motion in a manner that was accepted by standing orders of the and accepted and put on the clar. So by virtue of it being on the clar, it had every business to be on the clar. And for somebody or persons to say that it was the most negative motion that had ever come in front of Congress was most unfortunate. And that I have no doubt but that put other people off speaking to the motion. And it made our challenge all the more difficult. But we stood tall. We answered and retorted to every accusation and allegation that was made. And we're quite happy that 35% of the people stood with us for what is right. But there is a question to be asked of the 64% who decided that Croke Park could be classed as a home venue for one team and equally as a neutral venue. And that's where the understanding that they have needs to be challenged.
I suppose to bring more clarity on it, Seamus, can you expose the counties that supported Donegal and the counties that didn't, maybe, suppose?
Well, look, it's a secret ballot. The situation is that everybody has a zapper at Congress. I would know many of the counties that would have said that they were supporting it, many who were of the opinion that they couldn't support it. I would be of the opinion that a lot of Ulster counties would have supported the Donegal proposal because they do see the unfair advantage. Built into our proposal was that if you would have had two teams that wanted to play their game in Croke Park, that the Central Competitions Control Committee could allow them to play their game in Croke Park. But where a team or teams are saying, no, we shouldn't be playing in Croke Park because it's not a home venue or a neutral venue, then that shouldn't be played and a team should have the right to say that. There were counties dotted and parts of counties dotted all over the country supposed to support us. Many of the Leinster counties didn't support us. And if you look at the imbalance that is in Leinster by way of one team that has won the last seven or eight provincial championships, I would have thought that the counties in Leinster would have wanted a more balanced, fair and even chance for the players that play in their county colours, but obviously that's not. They're happy to keep going as they are. All we were trying to do in Donegal was to create a fair, balanced approach that everybody would have the same chance, because that is what we are told that is happening within the GAA, but it's very evident that they weren't interested in that when we put it to the floor yesterday.
Is there an opportunity again maybe to review this maybe in a couple of years' time, or is that completely gone now?
I know, well, there always is, and I mean, it's up to the association. Donegal have done our part. We have done our part now. We have put it forward. We have had meetings during the summer with the Arts Juha and the president of the association. We have, from that meeting, a motion was put down. We discussed the motion at length at Congress. We canvassed and campaigned. We took some flak for it, but we held our heads high. So other counties now who feel as passionately about things that should be done right within our association, I would say to them, it's now time for you to pick up the baton and to carry it. We will support and we will assist in any way that we can. We have situations last year, for instance, that there was a campaign of New Bridge for Nowhere, or New Bridge or Nowhere in Kildare, because the people of Kildare said, in the name of fairness and in the name of our rules, that they wanted to play in New Bridge. And they did play in New Bridge. So it's very strange then when a campaign like that is won, when it comes to another campaign then by another county trying to bring in what is right and what is fair, that many of those counties then go against it. So it's something that will be deliberated again by virtue of over a third of the voting members at Congress voting for it, shows that there is an issue there, and perhaps an issue that the GAA should deal with themselves. And rather than it be dealt with in a way that will split Congress again, it's something that they should try to create a balance on.
And from your own point of view, it's money that's driving this.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, everybody understands that there is one team getting an unfair advantage. Everybody understands that. And nobody can say that isn't a fact. So nobody argued that what is happening is not unfair. Everybody agrees that it is fair. But some of the arguments that were made is that Croke Park belongs to everybody. It doesn't belong to everybody, because there's one team that plays more games in Croke Park than any other county team in the country plays in their home venue. For instance, in McCool Park this year, 2019, Donegal will be lucky to play three or four games in it. You look at Croke Park, the teams will have the opportunity to play up to a dozen games in it. So that's totally unfair. It's much the crevice or the difficulty with it is much more than even playing a neutral, calling it a neutral corner home venue just at the Super 8s. But that's all we were intending to deal with yesterday. But it was financially driven. There was talk of up to €500,000 of money being lost. But we have to look at ourselves. Is it money that is driving the GAA? Is that what is enticing us in every decision that we make? Or is it the games that we are so proud of and that we should be known for over everything else? And we should be ensuring that our games are the best they can be, as fair as they can be, and played in the spirit that they should be and where they should be in the venues, in a fair and balanced approach, rather than looking at decisions like this from